Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome. Here we are on Mega Solstice Sunday. It's December 21, and I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
Oh, this is such a big show. I mean, can you feel the energy, Sri? I can feel the energy. Woohoo! Yeah. I think that everyone can feel the energy that's going on. We have such a powerful show in store for you today. So much to talk about, and we're just going to have to go into quantum space and time right now to fit it all in.
QS on the QT.
I love it.
You know, it's an amazing time to be alive. And we keep seeing and feeling these milestone events that are happening. And part of the milestone events tie into this teaching that we have been so gifted with on the chakra Vastu.
And the openings on the planet. And, you know, we're in the middle of this five-month opening that started in November 2014, culminating in March. And then we're in the middle right now of a five-week kind of mini overlay. And, you know, Sri, the way that this is laid out and the way that things are coming together are just stunning. Plus, today, an amazing guest, a repeat guest. We just enjoyed so much last time. Had to have him back on, James Tiburon. We've got global meditation for the world peace. We have so much happening today.
Absolutely. But we also want to make sure that your good minds are wrapping around.
Or your not so good minds, whichever
way. Well, I don't care. Give me your good, give me your bad, but just give me your attention.
Just bring whatever you want and we'll move forward. But you know,
because we're in a time that is not normal, meaning there's nobody out there that's going to offer you this context for what's going on.
Okay, I got to give you it there, because you know, the chakra vastu openings, this is ancient mystical science. Remember that this is ancient science, and so many people have misunderstood this, misinterpreted it, and we are so blessed to be bringing this forward. And if you have not signed up for the RRST program that we're doing in January, this is our world service. Sri and I are offering what could have been priced at hundreds of dollars for $22.
Now, RRST stands for Rudraksha Ratna Science Therapy. And this is an ancient, wonderful science that comes from India. And it is so appropriate for what's going on at this time on our planet.
And beyond.
Because what's happening, you know, there's many people that are offering their particular lens, their particular perspective.
Right.
And whether you're looking at what's going on from the lens of sacred geometry, or you're looking at it from the lens of astrological or planetary alignments.
Or even Vedic astrological alignments, which are very, very potent right now.
But what's happening is we are indeed aligning. We are indeed building an energy that is supporting a gateway to a, let's just call it a wonderful expansion in consciousness.
Oh, Sri, you're making me smile.
Because there's so many words we can use, and the words really aren't important.
Now, feel it, my loves. Just feel the energy.
And so the chakra vastu overlay, this is a way of understanding what's happening, has been going on now for the last month. And this overlay offers us an understanding of the energies from earth to water to fire to air to ether.
And beyond.
And that these energetic properties are actually coming forward to be recognized.
Yes.
And building in our entire planetary system.
Right.
So that as we approach March 2015, we are truly, let's just say we're cultivated, we're conditioned.
Well,
we're
ready. And I love it because, of course, in March, we have the very first of the very powerful focus dates in 2015. March is the gateway. March is the gateway to the energy that will carry us through 2022 and beyond. But, you know, let's first talk about, before we dive into more, let's talk about what's going on, because not only is today what a lot of people are calling the mega solstice, remember that yesterday culminated the week of fire, which was also a miniature capsule of what you're going to see in the entire month of January, the entire month. So take that in.
So the fire energy, the elemental fire, is relevant to the third chakra in the human system.
Right.
This is the energy of action. This is the energy that in its most egocentric sense is about domination, and in its most ascended sense is about passionate action in
right.
the world.
And I love, and I wonder how many of you were even aware of that, that we had sent out a newsletter a couple days ago about this culminating fire into air energy. And I'm loving the fact that the week of fire, of course, culminated with an X-class solar flare, an incredible coronal mass ejection. And that was yesterday on the 20th. It culminated Saturday
that's
the 20th.
Right.
And so talk about the amplitude that's coming into right now. Now, the solstice, as we breathe and open the week of air, which is also a mini capsule of what you're going to see in the entire month of February 2015.
Now, air is the energy of the heart chakra. Consider for a moment how wonderfully expansive that can be.
Yeah, and I just want to share with you, my angels. And remember, you know, we've written all this up. You can learn a lot more about this science by just simply going to shrinkhera.com, click on the Chakra Vastu article that we've written about what's going on the planet right now and the Rudrashka Ratna Science Therapy. But when we talk about this week, okay, this is December 21 through December 27. Remember that air is also the direction of the northwest, and it calls us to balance our heart center. And so what aligns the best with this is the shape of a circle, because the circle reminds us of our infinite nature. And the beauty of the air is that it actually aligns to the color green. So it offers to us this beautiful caress or this sense of touch. Now, remember also that this is largely affected also by the planet Mercury. Very fascinating this week. And so it's that action of possessing or being. And consider, my angels, that our beloved Gaia, our beloved planet, is green, yet just below the green is the support of the earth element. And we've just finished 3 weeks where we were opening up root, sacral, solar plexus. That's your support. Remember, that's that gateway that gives the earth its beauty. And so our green earth is the reminder of the energy of the heart that you are born into. It is the heart of the infinite mother. And the energy of fire is used to transmute this into balance. And look at how the sun, this beautiful sun, which was all about, last week was all about the sun. We talked about this last Sunday and how the sun came forward. And then at the end of the week gave us this beautiful sun explosion. And so during this week, during this time of air, which remember is the mini week, you're going to see this energy for a whole month come February 2015. But during the time of air, we're taught lessons of unconditional love. We're taught lessons of trust. And so during this week, a mantra you may want to use, maybe something we can incorporate into today's meditation, is simply, I love, I trust, and I give generously. I love, I trust, and I give generously. Because remember that the air is about the northwest, if you think about directions. And it's actually the most central of all elements. It's a connecting one. And it's also the area of maximum movement. And think about it. When we stabilize those first three chakras, our heart ignites our ascended chakras. We have the ability to move. It's a beautiful moment, a powerful time of co-creation.
And it's truly wonderful that at this time of realigning the synchronicities of the energetic pyramid, because when I say the word pyramid...
Well, that was all last week, the energy of the pyramid, yeah.
That's the fire energy and the energy of the upliftment. That we're at the time of light, the Christmas season for so much of the world is an opportunity to re-anchor in the energy of love, which this week is reminding us. This week is the energy of the heart, the air energy, and air has no boundaries.
I love that. Air is infinite, as are you. And remember, my loves, we don't have an infinite amount of phone lines, but we do have phone lines, although I know they're pretty full already. But if you want to get in the queue, give us a call. Our show is live, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, as soon as you hear us take our first caller, go ahead and get in the queue. We also have some people, Sri, that sent in some email requests. So a nice full show with an incredible guest. I am so excited about our guest today.
Well, absolutely. You know, today we're pleased and delighted to be working with James Tiburon, who is a, my mind is seeking a word.
I don't think there is a word. This is such a multidimensional, beautiful man. He's done so much for the planet.
And this, James Tiburon has really focused on understanding the energy of the living Earth for the past many decades, mm-hmm. both from a scientific and a metaphysical perspective. He has authored several books on the energy and geometry of sacred sites,
yes.
and the alchemy of ascension, and is considered a knowledgeable expert on earth energies, vortexes, crystals, the planetary grid system, and truly is an individual that blends science and metaphysics into a understandable context for this beautiful world we're in.
He also just put out a beautiful channel through Metatron about 2015 and just has so much information going out there. And I know that he's also working right now to help people know about a beautiful event that he's hosting in May.
And so without further ado, we'd like to welcome James Tiburon to our show today.
Welcome back, James.
Thank you both so very much. You're both such amazing people, and I would also like to acknowledge you two for the incredible work that you do and for the beautiful energy that you bring forth, and it's an honor to be with you today on this powerful solstice.
It truly is, and I love, I just have such a beautiful smile as I connect with your amazing, beautiful energy that, you know, it is such a divine day of co-creation. We're here on this, I love that you're terming this the mega solstice day, and what a blessing to be together today. And I know that you just put out some other information around that. Maybe that's where we should start.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, James, we're together on the solstice of 2014, which also is a new moon.
I love the new moon.
And talk about a reset opportunity. Talk about an opportunity to not be swayed.
No kidding.
And so please offer your perspective on the opportunity of this time.
Well, it's just an incredible day, as you both mentioned there. And the fact that there is an X-class mega coronal mass ejection that occurred yesterday and is hitting the Earth today is absolutely astonishing, because what happens with solar radiation is that our atmosphere is absolutely flooded with anionic charges. Now, this sounds scientific, but our Earth always, our atmosphere always has a electrical vibratory background. Normally, it is 3 to 5 negative to positive electrical charges. And negative to positive is a bit, perhaps not the best term. I like to use anionic and cationic. And the anionic is the negative charge. But what we have discovered through science is that an anionic charge, when it is shifted to a 6-to-1 ratio, will open the pineal gland. There have actually been studies by the University of Southern California with the work of Dr. Bernice Barlow. And in this study, they used ion generators to shift the anionic background to 6-to-1. And when that occurred, people began having what the academics described as hallucinatory experiences. What I, as a metaphysician and scientist, would describe is that they begin having multidimensional experiences. And the fascinating point is that there are many places on the Earth that the indigenous people seem to have always known about that naturally had that 6-to-1 ratio, and they went there for visioning. And so with all of these coronal mass ejections shifting the background of our planet in this year two of the new Earth since 2012, we have a greater access to our higher selves through multidimensionality, because we are being helped by coronal mass ejections.
Well, that's a wonderful opportunity. You know, there's nothing like a good hallucination to give you perspective on
hallucinogen.
And I'm saying that as a joke, but both as an opportunity, because as we get out of our box, you know, as we begin to soften the boundaries on conventional reality, we offer greater meaning and context for the connectedness that we experience as beings, let alone in our universal understanding.
Well, and what's so beautiful about this is that what's happening, as you're so beautifully describing it, is that everyone on the planet will have the opportunity to benefit from this without having to consciously connect with it. Is that where you're going?
Well, the ability to shift brain waves, you know, the beta wave is our normal alert waking consciousness. It is the theta wave that occurs around 7 hertz that we enter into the theta vibration, or what might be called a lucid dream state. And, you know, in current society, we encourage as a culture the beta alert state, and we sort of think of the dreamers as being lost to the side. Yet in ancient, more advanced civilization, the dreamers, to use that phrase, were the ones that were looked up to as the seers, as the visionaries. And so this shift into a greater anionic to cationic ratio simply enables us to go through that gateway, that stargate called the pineal gland, more easily. But we do have to do it consciously in order to use the co-creation. Because I believe the reason today is such an incredible day is because it is a powerful day for prayer. It is a powerful way for the light workers, for the spiritual people to gather in mass and offer those prayers in that theta vibration of coherency to co-create the world peace and highest good that we want in the new earth.
Well, beautifully said. You know, prayer is a technique that moves us into a theta state, and that state, that brainwave state, is what you're referring to, is really the gateway.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right on that. I agree with you. And there are also places on the earth that we consider sacred sites, power nodes that have always been recognized by the more compestral societies that were closer in touch with nature, that have always sort of carried, because of their geologies and mineralogies, a higher ability for us to vision. And it is because, in part, that they had this anionic to cationic ratio that facilitates the opening of the pineal.
Well, now, that brings up an interesting sidetrack, or maybe where we'll go next, is these sacred sites. It seems to me there's multiple overlays. You know, a sacred site that is a place of reverence, where many people have brought the energy of heart and respect and sincerity, offers one type of vibration. But what you're referring to, this ratio, is a unique attribute. You know, I'm thinking it's not at all of the sites. And specifically, I guess the question I would ask you, James, is that at your website, and for our listeners, that's earthkeeper.com, one of the things that you have is a listing of sacred sites around the world.
And you bring up an excellent point. And I think that the coronal mass ejections that are completely filling our atmosphere now with this different ratio of anions to cations is now becoming available at all sites. But you do, you are absolutely right. There are certain mineralogies that have always offered this, and other ones that offer a different type of collection of what I would call life force. And there's different aspects to that. There is the mineralogy, there is the human element, and there is the geometry, the latitudes and longitudes. The idea that certain latitudes, because of their placement on the sphere of our Earth, offer a higher degree of energy.
Yes, yes. And so it's, you know, regardless, each being needs to find their way. And whether we start opening the doorways of perception, whether we start opening the doorways of our higher consciousness through devotion, through a vibrational lift, through activating the pineal, we're all headed the same direction. You know, we seek to have this direct communion.
I have to jump in because, first of all, we need a feminine voice. But what I wanted to jump in with is I want to tie this back to today also, because from the chakra vastu science, which is something that we teach, and I love how this is all overlaying so beautifully. Last week ended a week of fire. And of course, as that stabilized the solar plexus, what's happened is that, and especially today, here we are. And what I'm hearing both of you talk about is really about the heart. It's about sincerity. It's about love. It's about presence. And it's about diving into our infinite nature without hesitancy. Yeah. And these coronal ejections, the support, you know, last week was all about the sun. And the sun gave and gave and gave. And this week is about the air, our breath. Can we breathe in this gift? And whenever we're in this energy, whenever we're in the energy of these heightened states, our heart can be more receptive and we can call in our own sacred space simply by being open through our own heart.
And that's beautifully stated. I once in a channel session had someone ask Archangel Metatron, what is the most powerful sacred site on our planet? And Metatron's answer was, the most powerful sacred site on the planet, each of you carry with you. It's called your heart.
Yeah, beautifully. Yeah, well, what a beautiful response. And what a beautiful reminder that as we're talking about all of these beautiful aspects of what's coming forward on the planet right now, the presence of co-creation exists for everyone. And the more that that is modeled, the more that that is demonstrated, the more that that energy is liberated, because I think the energy of co-creation has been kind of constrained. The more that that energy is liberated through a conscious awareness, the faster we can marry, and I really want to use the word marry, science and spirit, because there's been this disconnect between science and spirit. It's kind of been an either or. And as we move into 2015 and beyond, it seems that we're at a time where we can really start bringing this together in a way that serves the greater heart of humanity. Have you witnessed that, James?
Yes, it's as if religion has omitted the scientific, and scientific has not included the sacred, and it is now time to bring them together in the integral circle. To bring them both together. You know, one of the most amazing quotations that I like to refer to comes from Edgar Cayce in one of his readings. And someone had written him a letter back in the 1930s saying that her son did not seem a particularly religious person, and what could she do to increase his spirituality or his interest in that? And Edgar Cayce came back and said that the purpose of God coming to the earth, or the Christ energy coming to the earth, was never to form religion, but rather to create love, to teach love. Mm. He said that humanity can learn as much about the nature of Creator God from science as they can from religion, because the two are interlocked. And so and Metatron refers to love as the science of ascension. And so it is just such an interconnected thing. And it is as though I refer to December 21st, 2012, exactly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The beginning of year one of the new earth. And so we are now completing year two, and moving into year three. And I think what has defined that occurrence, many people look around and say, the earth hasn't, you know, we haven't ascended. Look at what's happening around the earth. And the answer that I give is that humanity did not ascend on December 21st, 2012. The earth expanded. The earth, in a manner of speaking, ascended to 12 dimensions, and everything is working together to allow us now to understand our divinity, to understand our multidimensionality, and for us to now create the new earth in coherent meditation together.
Well, that's beautiful. And one of the things I want to remind our listeners is that ascension is not obligatory. You know, while we are all lifting, we are also given choice. We're also given the capacity to align at whatever level we may choose will nourish us in our journey.
Well, and as you say so beautifully, Sri, ascension does not happen to us. It happens through us.
It happens through us. And I love your words around year one, year two, because year three is where the toddler begins to start making sense out of the world and realizes there's opportunity.
Well, you know? And I love that the first 3 months, January, February, March, you know, when we hit it that third month of 2015 is when things really start moving forward. I mean, so much ahead.
And listen, I'd like to move to our phone lines for a moment before we take our first commercial
break. Let's do that.
So why don't we head to line two and we'll welcome Brandon from Colorado.
Namaste, beloved.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Welcome to the show.
This is my second time calling. The last time I called was around 2008 or 2009, I believe. You gave me a very powerful message. You told me that you saw me with an Egyptian necklace, and then it was like very heavy. And I can't remember exactly the words you told me, but it sparked something in me. I went to massage school a couple of years later, and I'd just been on this like journey of like trying to do energy work and been trying to do my own business, and it's kind of hard. So I was just wondering if you could do like a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for that honor. I would love to do it. And it's so nice to hear you again, Angel. You know, as I connect with you today, of course, never any accident when you get through on the show. And today is such a powerful day of manifestation, co-creation, as we've been talking about the beauty of prayer. What I get for you is confidence. That the gift you need to call to yourself is the confidence to trust what your intuition has already guided you to do. You have the skill, you have the capacity, you even have the network around you. However, there is this little voice inside of you that's getting that you are competent, you are able, and you are ready. And so today, and I love that you got through today, I would encourage you to take some quiet time and to invoke within the divine stream of confidence that is yours. And then starting immediately tomorrow, remember, we're in a week of infinite nature. Starting immediately tomorrow, make a list. Who do you need to talk to? What do you need to do? What are the resources you have, and what are the resources that you are needing to follow through? And I keep hearing the number three around you, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and I think you'll see a dramatic shift in getting your business up and running. You have the resources. It's just about trusting yourself a little bit more. And I'm really grateful that you called in today. I think it's a very powerful day for you. And before we complete, James, did you want to jump in? Is there anything you'd like to share?
Well, just that he lives, Brandon, did you say you live in Colorado?
Yes, I do.
That's an incredible place to be, and a wonderful environment to be in. It's a beautiful energy, and I think that the reading that Kara has just given you is perfect, and you seem to have a really, really wonderful energy. One last point that I might add. And it ties in with the multidimensional aspect. Many of us on the path have had past lifetimes as priests, as monks, as nuns, and we took poverty vows. And now, in this new energy, all of our multidimensional lifetimes are more in sync, and they're actually occurring on the other side of the veil at the same time. And so what Metatron tells people is if you have 10 lifetimes thinking that money is the root of all evil, and now you're in a lifetime where you have to create that money, which is just energy, it's neither positive or negative, it's what you do with it. But if you have 10 lifetimes simultaneous, believing that money's the root of all evil, and one that's trying to bring in abundance, you have to go into the heart, to the center of the soul, and change that belief that money is neutral, that money is simply energy, and it's what you do with it. Because if you're being outvoted 10 to 1 in simultaneous time, you're being outvoted. So just remember that we always, in the current now time, can go to the seat of the soul and change past beliefs that may have been appropriate at that time, but not necessarily in the new paradigm.
So, Brandon, thank you for calling. Let that in. It's a wonderful day to move into that meditation.
Absolutely.
To move into the surrender, to say, I choose abundance, I deserve, I am worthy.
And I am confident.
And indeed. And to, and from that place to start outlining your action steps of what are you guided to do next. James, thank you. Brandon, thank you for calling. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening.
Oh, indeed, because we're going to take a short break and we have so much show to go. So stay with us.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.SriandKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriandKira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with
we
you.
We really are. And thank you for tuning in to the Voice of Passionate Action here at Sri and Kira Live on this extraordinary Mega Solstice Sunday with our special guest, James Tiburon. We have been having quite a conversation. We talk about this X-class solar flare that was going on yesterday, the coronal mass ejection, what's happening on the planet now. I mean, Sri, we need to just dive in. And I also want to mention, we have some people that have sent us questions. We have callers. Big show, little time. Let's do it.
Well, first and foremost, you know, one of the things that James brought up earlier that I just want to kind of wrap around one more time is that when we have an alignment such as what's going on today on this beautiful solstice day, what the alignment offers is a gateway to the divine.
I just like those words.
You know, it's not that the divine has ever been hiding. It's not that our capacity...
Depends on who you ask.
you know, the idea of ascension, the idea of lifting your eyes upward, activating the pineal, and being in that crystalline chamber, all of these capacities have always been available. And yet, there are alignments. There are times when... Let's just say the current is flowing in your favor. And today is one of those days where the current of all that is flowing in your favor.
Well, as you guys know, Sri and I are sitting here in Guatemala. And as I look outside right now at the sun and the breeze and the water, it's like, okay, I'm going to go jump in the pool. I want to be one of those currents. I want to float on the current. I love it.
And the other thing I just want to mention, because we talked about theta states earlier, is that when one is in a theta brainwave state, we are in that bridge place between, call it the wisdom of the pineal together with the memory of the conscious brain. Because your identity, your ego is all lined up in the beta state. It's all lined up in the conscious mind, and it lets a little of the superconscious come in. However, it's mostly wrapped around what we call the conscious mind.
Right.
So consider for a moment that when you enter a theta state, you are given the enrichment to redefine who you are and where and what you're about, where you're going. And this theta state cannot happen if you don't relax. So relaxation, being able to listen to your heart, to listen to the voice of the divine, puts one in a sacred corridor.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to try and culminate. Well, we will be culminating today's show with exactly that. We're going to be doing a brief but very beautiful and very uplifting meditation for the highest good and world peace on this Mega Solstice Sunday.
And let's jump in and say hi to another caller, and then we'll continue exploring our conversation. So we're going to jump to line 5 and welcome Suzanne from Ottawa.
Namaste, Suzanne. Welcome, dear one.
Yes, welcome. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We're delighted to be with you.
Okay, I would like to know if it's possible to have advice or clarity on my health problem. I have digestive problems. And also on the energy work that I do with clients. Like, the business seems to be, it's not as, the money is not as abundant as I wish it would be. Can you give me some clarity on those two subjects, please?
Oh, absolutely. And first of all, my love, thank you for the honor of being able to share this moment with you. Truly, it's a gift. And I'm grateful you called in too while we have James on the show. I'm feeling around you two things. And while I'm sharing with you, if it's safe to do so, I would invite you to put your hands on your solar plexus. Just put both of them, rest them. And I like to call it big Buddha belly. I want you to just relax and let your belly relax. Just let it go, and be available. And give yourself the gift, if it's safe to close your eyes, to do that. Drop the shoulders. And I want you to invite, invoke, and release the tears that are inside of you. And inside of you, what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, is that the digestion issues are around a robustness. That's the word that's coming in around you, is that there is this sense of drying up. There is this sense of, I am not robust. And that everything is tied to that, including the inability to literally digest what's happening in your life right now. And your belly is talking. It's actually actually screaming as I'm connecting with it. And it just keeps saying, why have you forgotten me? Why don't you love me? And the reason I'm bringing this up for you, my angel, is because indeed, you are a beautiful, brilliant, talented, capable healer. And it's all about you culminating some old issues right now. This is not about your talent. This is not about your ability. Everything for you is absolutely saying and screaming, we are ready to manifest. And that's why you got through today. And so for you, literally let your tears be a cleansing. Feel them as the water washing through you. Breathe in the blessing of the air. Breathe in the blessing of this moment, and you will find great freedom on the other side as these older energies come together. And I want to just connect with James and ask if he has anything he'd like to share. James, would you like to share anything?
Just one brief point. And what is the caller's name again?
Suzanne?
Suzanne?
Yes.
I feel a great compassion around you. And yeah. People that are healers that are very, very loving, particularly you connected to that divine feminine energy, you take on that nurturing. But when you're doing healings, sometimes I think you have a tendency to take on the issue of the other person. And that is bring in these imbalances into your system, because in a sense you're taking on their issue in order to heal it. And so I think if you simply channel in that divine energy and let it flow through you as a context, and not take in their energies, but rather feed into divine energy into theirs, that could be a better way to do that, because you have such compassion that sometimes you're empathetically taking on their issues in order to give them energy, whereas I think it's better simply to feed energy and to resolve their imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, yeah.
That makes sense?
Oh, yes, it sure does.
And so, beloved one, thank you for calling. And I just want to...
Thank you so much.
Remember to trust your life and to trust the flow that you are in, because you are indeed guided and your sacred heart is so precious. This will resolve.
Indeed. And you know, Sri, we have so many beautiful people. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more caller.
We'll do one more caller. We can head over to line two and welcome Connie from Ann Arbor.
Namaste, Connie. Welcome, sweetheart.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is my first time calling in, and I'm really looking for some encouragement. I've done a lot of work in my life. Felt I've taken a lot of steps forward, but in the recent weeks, I'm feeling that I've fallen back, and I just need some encouraging words.
Oh, Angel. First of all, Connie, I've got my arms around you, just giving you the biggest hug. I hope you feel that, because you have so much to offer to the planet. And what's so beautiful about you is that making this call is already the step forward. Getting through is a miracle. And so I want you to see that as a positive sign as well, because you got through on a day where we're anchoring our heart, where we're in this mega manifestative, co-creative moment. Make sure you stay with us through the end of the show for the meditation we're going to be doing. And here's what I need to share with you. You have 4 points of light around you. My eyes are almost having a hard time looking at your energy field because they're that bright. And they stand like diamonds. And it's these, 2 of them are angels and 2 of them are cosmic as seen crystalline beings. And they're holding their hands and they form this diamond energy around you. And they keep saying that, remember that everything must be in balance. And so whenever you're feeling like this 2 steps forward, 3 steps back kind of energy, it's because of the lack of balance. You need to stay in the middle of the equilateral cross, not move to the sides. And so whenever you feel this energy, sit down, take a deep breath, bring your hand to your heart, remember that you do have everything you need, and then ask, where did the balance go out of place? And that's why you called in today, because you get this at every level possible. Your intuition, by the way, is stellar. So trust yourself, move forward, but remember, for you, everything has to be in balance. So it's just as blessed to receive as to give. And so keep that in balance and everything will smooth out for you. And let me just check in with James if he wanted. James, would you like to offer anything to our beloved Connie here?
Just one point, and it is for Connie, but also for everyone. In September of this year, 2014, we had the equinox, and then we had two mega eclipses, both within 14 days of one another. That was also embellished by coronal mass ejections and by meteor showers. And so it was incredible intensity. And it put everyone sort of on a high alert energy. It was just a high frequency. And so naturally, after those finished, there was sort of a cyclic low ebb that came in November. And a lot of people sort of went into a bit of a depression in a sense. And so the astrological and energetic effects that are around us now are really, really high and have been since 2012. And there will be these highs and lows because these mega eclipses that are coming in this year and next year are so powerful that we go into a little low stage naturally to recharge right after them. And a lot of people can sort of feel depressed and have self-doubt during those times. And it's just something we have to persevere through and move forward because the world seems to be going a little mad lately, but it's just a natural purging that's taking place. And so hang in there and recognize that we are going to go through these little cycles, and it's just our learning to handle the raising of the frequential bar.
So beautifully said. We love you, Connie. Thank you for calling, Angel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye. You know, Sri, before we go any further, I want to remind all of you, remember, you can always send us your questions ahead of time to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@sriandkiraradio.com. We have an email this week, and I can never promise to read them all, but we have one in particular here that I want to make sure we get on today's show. And this is from a beautiful woman named Emily. And Emily, I'm not going to read all of your email. Let me just read enough so that everybody knows what your question is. But Emily has called before. She received a soul reading where we talked to her about the Mother Mary energy that's around her. And she says, I know I am blessed to have Mary by my side, but what is she wanting me to pay attention to? I feel it's about taking a huge leap of faith, but that she senses I am not ready or I would not see the true message. What is holding me back? And then Emily goes on to say that when she does try to connect, she gets a coldness that comes over her hands, her feet. I turn icy cold and shake when I take a deep breath. Is this why Mary puts a shawl over me? I would like to dissolve this energy, which stops me from bathing in the warm and bright light that is my birthright. I love everyone on this planet and beyond, and I cannot wait until it is my turn to connect with you too. With love and balance, M. Well, M, part of the reason that I love your email for reading today was you signed it with love and balance, because that is what today is all about. It's about restoring balance. It's about bringing that inner balance in. And beloved energy, when we start feeling a coolness, when we feel a coldness, when we're trying to connect, it's not always negative. Part of it can be that you're energy, your nervous energy field is not quite ready for that connection. However, in your case, you have more than the Mary energy around you. I mean, the Mary energy is around you, and yes, she is draping you. And the reason she's draping you is because you're letting your energy leak. And that's the only way I can describe it. And that's what I'm seeing is where this coldness is coming in. That when you enter into your spaciousness, when you enter into your time, there are these leaks of energy that are allowing you to be scattered. And so I would encourage you to physically get a prayer shawl, whatever kind of prayer shawl calls to you. It doesn't need to be an official prayer shawl. Drape it over your head and shoulders. Go inward. You know, this is why in India, the rishis and the monks, they even sit on wool because of electromagnetic fields. And there's lots of reasons they do this. And it doesn't have to be wool, but literally bring yourself into the prayer shawl. I suggest that it's white just because that's a beautiful color for you. Light a candle. Gently relax your eyes, gently relax your breath, smile and say, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And repeat that over and over. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And I am absolutely confident that the message you receive will give you all the wisdom you need. Because as I'm sharing this, I'm watching all your beloved angels kind of put a finger up to their lips and they're looking at me saying, you're ready for this and you need to prove it to yourself. And so, beloved M, thank you for the honor and thank you for writing and truly thank you for sharing. Namaste.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, our guest today is James Tiburon, and you can learn more about James and his work at his website, earth-keeper.com. And one of the things you'll find there as you explore, there's just a wealth of information, is an event coming up in May 2015 in the Mile
High, which is closer than you think.
City of Denver.
Yes, yes,
so
our old home.
Go tune into the Earth Keeper Stargate experience and the plethora of seasons and presenters that are showing up at that event.
Now, James, why May 2015? Was there a reason you selected that date?
Well, it is sort of a window in between what we feel will be sort of an activation, a sort of a realignment of the spine of the Rocky Mountains. You know, if you take the beginning of the Rocky Mountains and run that energy all the way down to South America, it's over 14,000 miles long, and it is one of the spines of the Earth. And that energy is realigning. That energy is upshifting into the non-polarity crystalline realms. And so we think that starts with this total solar eclipse on the new moon of March 20th, the equinox, and it's going to run all the way through the June 21st solstice, and we wanted to sort of be there to align to that and anchor that
beautiful
energy.
Beautiful. Well, I'm so excited. So I want to encourage everyone, check it out. It's a beautiful event and it's really a beautiful day, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we want to do something here that is very proactive, meaning for all of you listening, I think it's a beautiful time for us together to amplify the opportunity of this solstice by moving into a meditative, a prayer state together. And so I'm inviting each and every one of you, no matter where you are, to bring a hand to your heart and let us simply begin. As we bring a hand to our heart, breathing into our own heart center, activating that soul, that presence, that universal love, breathe deeply now. And we set an intention that collectively we are creating and supporting the highest good, that peace may prevail, that beings may find their way.
And as we reach out to our beloved planet Gaia, take a moment now and feel her heart. And as you feel her heart, feel the energy of green. Feel the healing energy of green. Feel the emerald energy. Feel the energy of all of our crystalline brethren. Feel the energy of all of our beloved beings on this planet. And feel a peace wave go through all. Feel yourself connect now with the powerful rays and energies of the sun that have so lovingly reached out like a mother holding an infant. Feel that in your heart now. Feel the support that is coming your way and feel the infinite nature of the air breathing through you, breathing with you. Feel yourself now floating in the beautiful gift of unconditional love, unconditional trust, and a wave of upliftment for all of humanity. I love, I trust, I give generously, I love, I trust, I give generously, and I am supported infinitely.
As you breathe deeply, relax into the truth of I love, I trust, I give generously. I relax. And feel the support that is always there. Feel your unique connection to the oneness.
Feel the balance of restoration and feel the blessing of your divine connected nature. You are supported, you are loved, you are peace, and you are the infinite.
And on the next breath, allow yourselves to receive a message, a knowing, a sense of conscious connection. Let that in now. Beloved ones, feel, sense, and know that we are all connected. There are points of light that are encompassing this beautiful planet Gaia and connecting beyond. And as we touch and experience that, we amplify the light, we amplify the opportunity, and we know that all is truly well.
Namaste, beloved angels. And we would like to thank you for being with us today and thank our beloved guest, James Tiburon, and remind you to check out everything you can at earth-keeper.com and to also visit us at shriankira.com. And if you've not yet signed up for the RRST Science in January, our 3-tele-journey, go check it out today.
And we have come to a close of our airtime for today. And so as we bring a smile to our face, knowing that we multitask so beautifully.
Indeed.
Take another deep breath in and trust and know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.